when we start our operations in Africa, a lot of people were saying, why are you going there? It's very hard to work. You won't succeed. Currently, the African carbon market is only 2% of the overall global carbon market. But this picture is a bit old now, because we have 10 projects in the pipeline, in the UNFCCC pipeline now, and we have 15 projects where we are drafting the PDD. So all in all, in sub-Saharan Africa, we have 25 projects. And I can tell you that we are working very hard to implement new ones. And it seems that it is really going well at the moment. We have been approached by many other countries to develop, first of all, similar activities than the one in Abidjan. But we are working as well with many industrial groups in Africa, in Guinea, Conakry, in Senegal, in Côte d'Ivoire, in Nigeria. We just came back from Douala, Cameroon, to sign with the biggest waste collector in Central Africa, and we will go in Kinshasa to do the same thing. It gives confidence in the mechanism. If someone sees that it is working for his neighbor, he will say, it can work for me as well. So, of course, it is very helpful because we have a track record, but I would like to point out the fact that Africa, it took a lot of time to make the people understand the benefits of this. And I think the World Bank and all these big institutions have been quite instrumental in spreading the information. And we arrived after these 2 years of capacity building, and the ground was really ready for takeoff, for private operations taking off. The fact is that the big players in this market are more interested by India, China, and Brazil, because this is bigger market, it is easier access, but the competition is also higher. And we bet on Africa. We believe in Africa. We think that they have a lot of fresh ideas there, and then there is no reason to avoid Africa. There is no reason.